This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the transformative power of artificial intelligence while underscoring the need for ethical governance and inclusive development. Mr. Modi was speaking at the Artificial Intelligence AI Action Summit at the Grand Palais in Paris today. He is co-chairing the summit with French President Emmanuel Macron. Expressing gratitude to President Macron for hosting the summit and inviting him as co-chair, Prime Minister Modi highlighted AI's far-reaching impact on the economy, security and society. He stressed that AI is developing at an unprecedented pace and that a collective global effort is needed to ensure responsible AI governance.
India has successfully built a digital public infrastructure for over 1.4 billion people at a very low cost. It is built around an open and accessible network. It has regulations and a wide range of applications to modernize our economy, reform governance, and transform the lives of our people.
Mr. Modi said governance is not just about managing rifts and rivalries, it is also about promoting innovation and deploying it for the global good. He asserted that governance is also about ensuring access for all, especially in the global south.
AI can help transform millions of lives by improving health, education, agriculture, and so much more. It can help create a world in which the journey to sustainable development goals becomes easier and faster. To do this, we must pull together resources and talent. We must develop open source systems that enhance trust and transparency. We must democratize technology and create people-centric applications.
Prime Minister Modi called for addressing concerns related to cybersecurity, disinformation and deepfakes. He stated that India is developing AI applications for the public good. Earlier virtually inaugurating India Energy Week 2025 at Yashobhoomi in Dwarka this morning, Prime Minister Modi said India has become the fifth largest economy over the past decade, up from the 10th position. He highlighted that India's solar energy generation capacity has increased 32 times in the last 10 years, making it the third largest solar power generating nation in the world. He noted that India's non-fossil fuel energy capacity has tripled. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is the first G20 country to achieve the goals of the Paris Agreement. The Rajya Sabha today resumed the discussion on the General Budget 2025-26. Participating in the discussion, Bhagwat Karad of the BJP said the fiscal deficit was brought down by 0.4% due to proactive measures taken by the government. He said the direct benefit transfer helped in stopping leakages and saved the government's exchequer. Taking part in the discussion, Praful Patel of the NCP expressed confidence that the country will become the third largest economy in the world in the coming years under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said the country has witnessed significant progress in building robust infrastructure and other sectors. Speaking on the Union Budget, MP Kapil Sibal alleged that the government did not pay sufficient attention to two important sectors, education and health. Chandrakant Handoi of the Congress said the welfare schemes planned for 70% of the people in the country are not being fully implemented at the ground level. Dola Sen of the Trinamool Congress welcomed the decision to provide a tax rebate up to an income of 12 lakh rupees. She demanded lowering the indirect taxes on petrol and other products. The discussion is underway. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an order to impose 25% tariffs on steel and aluminium imports. The tariffs will apply widely to all U.S. imports of steel and aluminium, including from Canada and Mexico, the country's top two foreign suppliers of metals. Preparations are in full swing at the Prayagraj Mahakumbh ahead of the Maghi Purnima Snan tomorrow. The bathing holds a great relevance as it marks the end of the special ritual of performing Kalpavas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.